Germany uses accounting trick to meet NATO defense obligations, report claims. By Oliver J. J. Lane on August 7, 2023. NATO requires its members spend 2% of GDP annually on defense, a figure that only a handful manage. Germany has promised to meet its obligation. But to make sure it does so before the next election, the government is apparently rolling in previously uncounted spending, like interest payments. Germany will reclassify some other government expenses as defense related to inflate the proportion of the economy devoted to military spending to hit the NATO treaty obligations by next year, a report in broadsheet Die Welt claims. Per those claims, one of the newly defense-related areas of spending will be a proportion of federal debt servicing interest payments that will swell the theoretical defense spend by €5 billion, $5.5 billion, over the next year. Welt reports political opponents to Germany's left-green coalition government as criticizing the move as dishonest and a bid to hide the fact that German military is seriously short on equipment, an issue seriously exacerbated by the amount of materiel that has been donated to Ukraine in the past year. Every one of NATO's 31 members are bound by a treaty obligation to spend 2% of their GDP on defense. An answer to mutual defense that allows those in the alliance with the broadest shoulders to bear the greatest strain, but also not allowing others a free ride. Actually, just 7 of those 31 do spend 2% a year. Greece, the United States, Poland, the United Kingdom, Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania. After Russia relaunched its invasion of Ukraine last year, priorities in Europe changed to some extent. And Germany said it was going to make an effort to boost its defense spending to 2% after years of being deficient. But the gap to close is a considerable one. Germany's figure was just 1.5% in 2021. The threat presented by Germany's willingness to cozy up to Russia for cheap energy while simultaneously neglecting its own military was a key theme of the warnings made by President Donald Trump in 2018 when he said Germany should be a more reliable NATO ally. He said then, "We're paying a lot of money to protect, this has been going on for decades. It's very unfair to our country, it's very unfair to our taxpayers. These countries need to step it up, not over a 10-year period, but immediately." Despite Germany moving to pay more for defense, there are still serious concerns about the quality of its own military. As reported this year, Germany's own defense minister said his armed forces were incapable of defending the nation. Never mind leap to the aid of other NATO allies if they were invaded. While Germany's accounting trick has been criticized as dishonest, it would not be alone in NATO in cooking the books in this way. Even the United Kingdom, long seen as one of the most reliable NATO allies, avoided dropping below the 2% threshold in 2016 as predicted by inflating its figures by rolling in the cost of military pensions and some intelligence work for the first time. The move was criticized by some as creative accounting at the time, but the change in accounting methods was accepted as legitimate by NATO.